Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's Monday and it's gorgeous out. It's at least here and apparently in the city. I know the sun's shining at Brent's house because it was shining right into my eyeball through his the video that we're watching. You still overcast, Vin?
I'm socked in, yeah, man.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure the nice day will make its way to you at some point today. Celebrity Trash for the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out any videos or helpful links that we mention on air by following our Facebook page. A lot of times it's just a quick bop over there and you can see whatever it was we were talking about. Tonight on Nickelodeon, there's something for if you are having trouble explaining racism to your kids, and that's important to you to explain to them. Nick is there to help, believe it or not. Kids, Race, and Unity, a Nick News special is happening tonight at 7 o'clock. Alicia Keys is the host. Tons of guests on there, as you might imagine. Looks like the, Ibram X. Kendi, the author of Anti-Racist Baby, the founders of Black Lives Matter, and Teens for Equality, plus celebrities like Chance the Rapper, Kevin Hart, Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, and more. So it's a big deal, and if you are looking for a way to talk about this with your kids, then there's a possible jumping off point. Boobs. Now let's talk about boobs.
I love boobs.
Yeah. Well, they're cool.
Make yeah. You drool. Mm-hmm. They look so pretty.
Mm.
And so, I don't know why that I think that, because I've examined what exactly it is and I don't know. Yeah. It's so clearly, it's got to just be in me. It's biology. It's something. Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Really, they're not, you know. They don't really, I mean, they feed our kids. Functionally, that's what they're
sure.
for. I mean,
right.
they're just skin flaps filled with fat, you know, mammary glands, you know, nipples. You have nipples too. Like, why are you not into men's breasts? Oh, there's some boobs right there.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
It's almost like it's another set of eyes looking at you like, hey, look down here. Hey. What you doing?
It's really weird though that even like I'll be holding my 1 year old. This happened as recently as 2 days ago or something. I'm out walking, shirt off, kid in my arm. I just left the house for a minute, and she is fascinated with my nipples because she can't figure out. I don't know what she's doing, but I absolutely have to go like. All right, well, you can't do that, right? Gotta go.
You can only do that in the backyard, honey.
I gotta go put a shirt on. This is so stupid. But I don't know why men have them. It's weird. I think even kids are like, wait, what are these for that?
Am I gonna get boobs? Yeah, I don't know. It is. It's bizarre, isn't it, that we all have nipples, but only half of us need them. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I'm not alone, Vinny. Cameron's always playing with my nipples.
It's weird. It's such a weird thing. Yeah, I don't know.
He's pinching them and it's crazy.
Hot. Mm-hmm. It's gross. God, I can't believe you guys. Jeez. You should really follow Chrissy Teigen. I mean, if you like boobs,
Is she showing him a lot? Is that her thing? Here's trying to tell me?
There's always danger of her boobs coming out of this. She wears these silky robes. That's really all she seems to wear in lockdown, right? And she's constantly cooking, and there's always like a boob hanging out. And it seems like she arranges her outfits when she's sitting on the couch, even when she's hanging with her kids, and it's barely covering. It's like you're just so sure you see just the edge of areola on there.
Well, she knows what she's doing. Clearly.
She does. They look
I'll
amazing.
Tell you that right now.
But here's the thing. So she got her implants removed. She got them when she was 20, and I don't know what she is in her 30s now or whatever. I just must have missed this. I didn't look at stories on last Thursday or something because I'm so bummed. I didn't. You know, I'll look and see what she's cooking or whatever. But sometimes she's got so many little dashes up there that I'm just like, skipping that one. That's just too many things for me to get through. My thumb will get tired just tick, tick, ticking along. So she unveiled the results on Instagram. Now, my assumption is she didn't do it nude because there's no nudity. There's no nudity allowed on Instagram.
Well, you can post stuff and wait for them to take it down, though. Right. That's how I saw that fight in Sacramento grocery store, was it was posted up on Instagram, and the person that posted it said, this will likely get taken down, but I wanted you to see this, and I most definitely saw it.
So, and on stories, too, I mean, you know, that's going to go away in 24 hours anyway, so if you didn't see it, you didn't see it. On her Instagram story on Thursday, she gave fans a quick peek at her new breasts while saying that the recovery is going so well. She says, I feel good, so don't worry about me. And here's my new boob. Pulled her top down, cupped a breast, and gave a few different angles.
Wow.
I know. I'm just I can't say I saw it. So I don't know if you got to see everything or what the deal was. She had the surgery when she was 20. Well, she had the original implant surgery when she was 20. Last month, she announced on Instagram she was going to get them taken out. And there was even... Oh, there we go. Is there... Does the thing roll
forward?
I just
looked her up, and I didn't even write anything but her name. And up pops a video of her showing the results of her breast implant removal surgery. That was 2 days ago. 10 hours ago... It's Chrissy Teigen poses in nothing but a medical gown ahead of a pap smear. So she's clearly busy showing everybody what she's up to on her Instagram.
Nice. You know what's funny? Why didn't I just Google it? I went to Instagram to look. What an idiot. I don't know. I clearly don't know how to search for boobs. I just went, it was a story. Oh, I already missed it. Oh, well, I guess I'll never get to see that. But then I forgot. It's the internet. Of course I can see it. I just saw it. Bryn just showed it to me.
Right.
Anyway, she says, she said last month on Instagram that she was going to undergo surgery and get the implants out. There was adorable little stories that she put up there where her kids were like saying goodbye to her boobs and stuff. Bye, boobies. A lot of people are understandably curious and nosy, so I'll just say it here. I'm getting my boobs out. They've been great for me for many years. I'm just over it. I'd like to be able to zip a dress in my size, lay on my belly with pure comfort. No biggie. Don't worry about me. All good. I'll still have boobs. They'll just be pure fat, which is all a T is in the first place. A big, dumb, miraculous bag of fat.
What she showed is still really big.
Yeah, so she must have had something
covering,
in there.
She's covering the darker part with her, because I can't say it the way you say it, and I don't want to.
Just say areola.
She's covering the areola with her hand, so you get to see the boob, and it's still very generous. So I'm assuming the surgery to replace what was taken out happened simultaneously.
I have no idea. I mean, it seems like it because they still look great. Yeah. I don't know how big of an implant she had in there in the first place. Maybe her boobs have grown over the years. That happens when you have kids. But it does seem like if you take something out, you are left with something floppier. And they look just from the tiny little thing I saw that Bryn put up here, they still look spectacular. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, don't they say that people get like liposuction on their butt or something to get the fat or their thighs. I don't know if she's got any fat. Although she has said she's put on 30 pounds in isolation. in quarantine, I should say. She's not isolated. She's with her family, her mom's there, her kids, her husband.
30's a lot.
30 is a lot. That's a lot of pounds. But supermodels, you know, they could probably stand it. They can carry it. I don't know. Anyway,
oh, she
maybe
can do whatever she wants.
Absolutely.
Nothing to me.
She doesn't. She certainly doesn't look large.
Nope.
Still
looks
has
good.
Still has a good neck. Earlier this week, John Legend, or I guess it must have been last week, John Legend told Oprah's magazine, that his wife was still sore. And he would know, I guess, after going out. She had, I guess she got this done about 2 weeks ago. And now she's shown the results as things get back to normal. So, Vinny, you must be excited. There's going to be sports.
Is there, though?
No, there aren't. But, you know, today we'll say yes.
I know one thing new. The new big news
I know,
broke
I got a
over
couple,
the weekend.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us?
No, go ahead. You go.
No, please.
We'll get there. The NBA is coming back. Over the weekend, they unveiled the schedule. I mean, they're laying out how it doesn't apply to us. The Warriors aren't even in any of this negotiation because they were just not contenders.
Right.
This is the conclusion of the 2019-2020 season. 22 teams will play in a closed-off bubble in Orlando, Florida. Problematic. There are 16 teams who are in position for playoff spots, and then there were six other teams who were within six games of making the cut. So, there's eight teams that are just completely done already, and we're one of them. Games resume on July 30th. Each team will play eight more seeding regular season games. And the first round of the playoffs is set to begin August 17th.
Okay.
They say finals by September 30th, season over by October 13th, draft on October 16th, and the 2020-2021 season starts December 1st.
Right.
Okay. You know, I know. Look, it's, you know, there's still lots of questions like how many extra spots will each team get? Because if somebody comes down with it, I guess they would have to shuffle someone in. And if there was an outbreak among one of the teams or in the league itself, I mean, I think it just all gets shut down, right? They got to be incredibly careful.
Well, here's what I would say to I understand that they want to get back to business. I absolutely get when you hear the statement in the news where people say, this virus is here. We have to learn to live with it. This is part of living with it. I get all that. Yep. And my fingers are crossed in a good luck way. That we will see the entire season play out and we'll have some fun watching it. If something goes wrong or you see a whole team come, all right, so they tried. I mean, that's all they can do is try, and I give them credit
absolutely.
For wanting to try. So I'd rather that than them just say,
forget it.
It's over. And you know.
There might also be a change on the jerseys. The word has it that the NBA is going to let players replace the last name on their jersey with statements on social justice.
Good.
This is kind of a compromise. A few players, led by Kyrie Irving, pushed for a boycott of the restart to protest for societal change. And so they've worked out a way for them to put their message on the back of their jersey. And that you might see that too. Florida's a major hotspot right now. So
yes, yes, it is.
Good luck. Good luck to all of them. Rudy Gobert, who is, or Gobert, I don't know how he says his name.
I think you said it right.
Yeah,
he's the guy who was making COVID jokes, right? At a press conference right before he turned up with it.
Yeah, the first one. Yes.
He basically says, I can't smell anything anymore. He's one of those people. And you've heard this in a few cases, like people lose their sense of taste, sense of smell. He says, I'm training. I still haven't played 5-on-5, but I train individually. I do, you know, I would say I feel more tired than before. But I had experiences a month and a half ago that scared me. It felt like ants in my toes, and I wondered what it could be. And he said little things like that, but one of the major things is he cannot smell properly anymore, he says.
Well, hopefully he just had it, so hopefully that will come back. Right. I've been reading a lot about random weirdness that happens to different people.
Yep. I know. It doesn't seem like anybody has exactly the same experience as anybody else
with
this
so
thing.
I hide.
And I'm going to continue to. The Patriots. Who
Before
would
you move
be?
On, do you want to see the unveiling of Chrissy Teigen's new assets?
Yeah, totally. Let's have
All
a look
right.
at that.
Here, let me just switch
Here
it over.
Here we go.
And here you go.
All right, there she is on her.
About me. And here's my new boob.
It's still ginormous.
Yeah.
And she she's fully covering.
That's her, what I just watched.
Her nipple. Yeah.
Right.
It's it does look like she got either replacement parts or.
Well, if she's saying, if she's calling it her new boob, I'm guessing that whether she waited a day or they did it all at once, that's the new version of it. That's
right.
Like the
finished product.
Right.
Here's what we got.
Reconstruction.
Right.
Yeah. They're huge still. That thing looks enormous.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess she felt like, look, they're big. They're humongous anyway. Let's just get this thing out of there. And
you know, when you have money, though, you have access to the best surgeons. And that's, I'm guessing, the product of top of the line.
Five star.
Right.
Yeah. Chrissy Teigen is not effing around for sure. Yeah, it looks amazing. It actually looks delicious. I mean, why would I say that?
I don't know.
Cam Newton.
Yep.
That guy, Superman. He is going to be a Patriot, it looks like. They haven't formally announced it yet, but they're saying it's a one-year deal. It could be worth up to $7.5 million. It's got all these bonus things worked into it. And, you know, this is providing there's even a season. He'll have to compete for the starting job, but they say, you know, he's probably the one.
Here's the thing about Cam Newton that people forget, because he's had some injuries and tried to play through them. Mm-hmm. He's excellent. He's a great quarterback. He won the national championship practically by himself when he played for Auburn. He was a just phenomenal that year. And he's also won the league MVP. And he didn't win a Super Bowl, but he's been there. He's really good. You guys are lucky.
Thank you.
I think that he'll
look.
He'll
it's
do
funny
because really well.
I just, you know, I just tend to not like anybody on any other teams, but I guess I gotta like this guy now.
No, he's good.
He's the dab guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The dab guy. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That thing. Yeah.
Right.
Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer will be fighting him to get the spot as lead quarterback, starting quarterback.
Jetted.
Yep. Jetted. It's Jarrett. Jarrett, the T. But anyway, he should have the inside track on that. He's 31, free agent in March when the Panthers released him. He has, like you said, he's had some injuries. He missed 14 games last season with a foot injury, a couple games the previous year with a shoulder injury. Brady, of course, is a traitor. He's down in Tampa Bay. By the way, the NFL's punished the Patriots for illegally taping the Cincinnati Bengals sideline last year, so they're going to get a $1.1 million fine. They're losing a third-round pick in 2021, and their TV crews can't shoot games during this season. The Pats and the Panthers, I think that they met in the Super Bowl, in Super Bowl 38.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And Tom was the MVP.
Right.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Well, I got lots of stuff, including how working parents are feeling about the way things are, erectile dysfunction in the modern age, a couple fast facts, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.